causes to pay tribute to a white-held mother, one of the nicest mamas I've ever known. And so with no fear that anyone will disagree with me, and because she richly deserves the title, I'm going to call her Waco's number one mother of 1948. If the famed Roman matron Cornelia could point with pride to her two sons and say, "These are my jewels," our number one mother can point with three times as much pride to her six children, three girls and three boys. There's Joe, who's a professor of English at North Texas State College. Dorothy, who's with her husband at College Station. Ellen, who is Mrs. L.H. Carl, Jr., and lives in Waco. Elizabeth, who is also married and lives in Livingston. And these four have made their mama the grandmama of five grandsons and three granddaughters. Then there's Tom, who is busy right now finishing his master's thesis at Baylor. And baby brother Bill, who turned out to be the tallest of them all, who is teaching a class in our law school, rather in our school of business, and going to law school. All six of the children finished Waco High School with averages of above 90. All six are graduates of Baylor University, and two of them, Helen and Tom, were in my Latin classes. And so, it is a privilege and pleasure tonight to honor Waco's first lady of the house and home, who lives at 1825 Court, and whose name is Mrs. T.J. Lowe. Mrs. Lowe was brought up by her grandparents at Patrick near Bosterville. After she married, she continued to live at Patrick, and there her first four children were born. She moved with her growing family to Waco at the beginning of the Roaring Twenties, and in 1923 moved to 1825 Court. Mrs. Lowe kept a home that was a home in every sense of the word. A home that his children who have grown up and moved away remember with eyes glistening with pleasure. Six in a family was just a whole lot of fun, Helen tells me. They had a lot of company. Somebody was always bringing somebody home for dinner. If it wasn't Mama bringing someone home from church, it was Dorothy, the older sister, bringing home her date. Christmases were big times in the Lowe's home. Aunts, uncles, and cousins materialized from everywhere. Uncle Morgan brought in the Christmas tree from the country, and they waited until everybody was there to decorate. And then there were the kids' birthdays, which called for a special celebration. Three of these in January, and the rest in March, August, and October. There were the trips in the big old family car with the drop seat. It took a big car to hold all the Lowe family full strength. So it terribly embarrassed the older son, Joe, to be seen by his friends riding along with such a hassle of kids. What a family and what a mom. I recall being home on leave from the Army, and we paid a visit to the Lowe. While we were there, Margaret, who was 4 years old then, retired and began to cry. Mrs. Lowe stopped talking to us for just a moment, took Margaret by the hand and said a few soft words, and the crying stopped. Now, when Margaret starts crying, that just can't be done. But Mrs. Lowe did it. It was the touch of a master hand. And so tonight, to Mrs. C.J. Lowe, goes the loveliest offering we have from this box of yesteryear. The golden voice of Alma Gluck singing A Perfect Day, a record loaned to me by Mrs. Jane Walker, herself the mama of two very nice young people. And tomorrow, Mrs. Lowe will receive a beautiful arrangement of flowers, a gift of Wolf the florist. Wolf the florist who served the people of Waco since 1892, since the days of yesteryear. May tomorrow be the perfect day it should be for Mrs. Lowe, for being the nicest mother a boy or girl ever had. May tomorrow be a perfect day for every mother everywhere. Tonight we have brought you our salute to mothers everywhere from the jukebox of yesteryear. Next week? Yeah. Next week?